Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
O-Town. Remember O-Town Liquid Dreams?
What a song. Don't you second tier O-Town?
Yeah, they were second tier. They were definitely second tier. Definitely not even close to first tier. No offense. They seemed really nice. And that one guy had a pet monkey, which seemed fun. But like, they're not top tier. I'm sorry. That's my personal opinion.
For that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare the Podcast. I'm Lily, here with Jocelyn. And how are you today?
Honestly, I'll be real with you. I'm really smelly right now. Like, I'm glad that we're not in the same room because I'm actually disgusting. But that's the perks of working from home. I did a Peloton class right before this. And I mean, all the dry shampoo in the world is not solving my problems right now. But whatever.
It's funny. I'm actually really glad you said that because I've had numerous days like that where, or I'll like go meet up with Lisa to get food. I'll pick her up and we'll be in the car and I'll like get a whiff of myself. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Wow. I haven't seen anyone in a couple days. And I didn't realize, like, I feel like you kind of just like, like, it's not like I didn't notice that it was bad by myself, but like, it doesn't matter.
But I'm also, and you know this about me, like I'm a compulsive bather. Like I love showers. I'll take like three showers.
You're a very clean person.
I love, like, I feel as though during, especially COVID era, taking a shower is like an escape. Like, I feel like I'm going to a day spa. Is that sad?
And it's funny because I feel like I'll go in phases that I'm either taking like a shower every day because it's like, I have nothing to do. So. It's
might as well get clean.
Something to occupy my time and make me feel like a little productive. But then I'll also go like a week and not. And then when I do, I'm like, oh, this was nice. Why didn't I do this?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I can't go even like a day mostly because it's just like it's my me time, you know?
I don't know what I'm going to do when we are expected to be like going places again. One, just out of convenience, like it's going to be obnoxious to have to get ready. And two, I just feel like it's been so nice with my back and stuff to not have to worry about it. It's like, oh, if my back hurts, I'll just like lay down for a little bit and fix it before I have to jump on Zoom. But
I do honestly think that we're never going back to, at least not in the near future. We're not going back to like the let's go to an event every night of the week. Let's stack our schedules out in public all day. I mean, especially living in LA, that's just not happening. It's not necessary anymore.
Well, one, no, because I feel like I'm not getting invited to things anymore. But two, I don't know. I kind of feel like people are going to get vaccinated and be like, let's go.
Well, definitely people are starting to like be around each other. But as far as like the work aspect of like being out and about. And also, by the way, Lil, it's good to be around people when they're, you know, when we're all healthy. It's good for our souls. So I think I think it'll be good for your back to hang out with me in person is what I'm saying. But should we jump into the show? What do you say?
Let's do it. Yeah.
So over it.
What she said.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What are you over?
I'm over me getting ready this morning, thinking that we were starting at 10:30, but we were really starting at 11. And in a rush, I went to, I just realized I really don't like the word squirt, but.
Is squirt on the list with moist? What other words are
I guess. Like, what else? I dispensed the foundation onto my.
What about, like, do you like the word secretion? I feel like it's all like vaginal related, all of these words.
See, I don't know why secretion just makes me think of like wounds. Let's not talk about this. Anyway, I put the foundation on my hand, or so I thought, but it wasn't facing the right direction. And it got all over my sweatshirt.
Oh, man, that sucks. Melissa just added, our producer just added into the conversation that she doesn't care for the word pumped. I'm so pumped. I'm so amped, man. I'm so pumped. It feels like a word that should have been left in the 90s. Oh, no, she, that's how you, okay, I get it. She's saying you pump your foundation.
I feel like that's where it's so better. I pumped my foundation onto my hand. I don't know.
Whatever. But, well, you know,
I mean, it was very specific, but you know, when it's just like you're in a hurry and then something goes wrong and it's like, there's nothing I can do about this. And now I feel like it's just ruined.
Well, no, Lily, just take that foundation and squirt it all over the shirt, pump that stuff everywhere. And then once you squirt it everywhere, it'll be like just a tie-dye. It'll be like a tie-dye, which there is like you your it's only like a, genre well, of clothing anyways.
It'll be like a salvaging DIY project for TikTok.
See, problem solved. We found your new brand. I love it. Well, what I'm over this week is something that is so truly disgusting and disturbing.
Wait, I just imagined like an entire TikTok full of making like tie-dye stuff with like food stains.
I think it's a great idea. Just get out a bottle of ketchup and squirt that all over the place. Get some coffee. Get some wine. Red wine is a good just always agent have a hint. For staining.
They're scent activated as well.
You sorry, just smell continue. Like a hot dog. Oh, so what I'm over this week is so disturbing. So truly disturbing. Perhaps more so than the constant usage of the word squirt. And that is...
I'm mad at you.
This whole situation that is going on with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Are you aware of what's happening?
I fucking knew you were going to bring this up. Yeah. And I haven't looked. I just know I saw a picture very briefly and I don't know anything else, but that it's, someone said there were shrimp tails, but then I also saw it trending. And isn't it someone famous's husband?
Yes. So it's actually a journalist is the person who happened to open this box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and pour some of it out. And he's like a reputable journalist. I read an article on Vulture this morning. And he provides evidence, okay, photo evidence of his Cinnamon Toast Crunch poured out with two shrimp tails, okay?
And just the tails, they said it's like just the weird, tails. Like a cute. He's married to Topanga.
Yes. He's married Danielle to Topanga. Fischel. Yes, that's her name. Yes, yes, yes. So first off, okay, that is just the beginning of this Cinnamon Toast saga.
They denied it. Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, what is he going to do? Why would you plant shrimp tails of all things? Like, you could plant things.
I care if Cinnamon Toast Crunch is denying it. Some conspiracy cover up.
Yes, it's a conspiracy cover up in the shrimp community, and it's really upsetting. Everyone knows the first rule of PR is that you just say you're sorry for the shrimp tails. Okay. First rule of PR is like you say, I did it. I'm so sorry. The person packaging the Cinnamon Toast Crunch wanted a little ceviche snack or something, and the shrimp tails got lost in there.
The latest thing is to do a double apology.
Yeah, absolutely. You should. That's gross. Plus, I like shrimp, and I would have rather had that. I would have rather had the whole shrimp. But Lily, the plot thickens, okay? Because the journalist, I can't remember his name, but his wife, Topanga, obviously from like Boy Meets World and, you know, that fame. She said...
Not the other Topanga.
Yeah, not the other Topanga. She... Also, in another bag, found another bag that was partially closed, and she found dental floss inside. Dental floss.
Shut the fuck up. Wait, no. No. Of two, no. Two back-to-back Cinnamon Toast Crunch boxes?
Actually, I'm not sure if it was two boxes. I think it's the same box. And it was like, when she pulled it out, it was like partially open or something. And then there was dental floss and two shrimp tails. So the person probably ate the shrimp, left the tails, lost their teeth, threw it in there and sold it. Oh my gosh, Melissa's telling us it was a separate box. This is not a one box situation. This is a two box Cinnamon Toast Crunch situation.
I'm Googling it.
This is actually true. There's a Vulture article. Today I read it via The Skim, which is a very reputable news outlet that I receive every single day. And when I just took a deep dive into this.
That comes up. Is Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shrimp Guy was a child rapper named Hot Carl.
See, of course you're going to trust him, right? He's a celebrity. His wife's a celebrity. Hot Carl and Topanga are saying it. It's true.
What? Wait. So I see the shrimp tails. That's literally, yes. I want to throw up.
This would be too hard to make up. That's the thing. It's like, hey, let's make up a story about Cinnamon Toast Crunch and shrimp tails. Like, there are just so many other things that you would come to mind prior to that.
Wait, so am I...
You look really concerned, which is bringing me a lot of joy. Lily is dumbfounded for our listeners. Okay. Dumbfounded by this.
I'm looking at the dental floss.
It's disgusting.
How is it? What are the odds that you're going to get two defective bags? Like what? They might not even be from the same factory.
Do you think that they're being targeted because they're celebrities, Hot Carl and Topanga? Do you think that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is targeting them? Do you think this is like a conspiracy?
I'm too high to even entertain that. But what's the outcome here?
Under investigation at this point, I believe. The story is still unfolding.
Did they not release anything else?
Let's see. Oh my gosh. Apparently, Hot Carl was told to take it to the police. So this is now a real under investigation thing. And Hot Carl said, no, that's ridiculous. Wait, I'm not taking this to the police.
They're trying to avoid accountability that badly that they're sending him to the police as if someone planted these.
Yes.
Wow. They should be a YouTuber.
Isn't this amazing? I feel like this is like a documentary that somebody really needs to dive into.
That'd be so funny to do it like very dramatically too.
Will you do it, please? I just brought this to you. I'm happy to.
Danielle Fishel's contact info?
I mean, I could probably like DM her. Could you imagine?
That's literally, I know it's 2021 now, but like that's the most 2020 Netflix documentary of all time that we all need.
Forget about Tiger King. It's all about Shrimp Tales in 2021. Anyways, that's what I'm over, but also under, because just the level of like joy that brought me this morning. And I was sitting across the dining table being like, Chris, have you read about the Shrimp Tales? And he said he's so glad to be married to me so that I can bring him these hard hitting news stories.
First of all, I just scrolled past an Onion article that says Krispy Kreme offers vaccinated customers free ride on the glaze conveyor belt. And it shows a person going through the donut glaze thing. That's amazing. But no, I was going to say, I'm going to need to do a deep dive on the tweets later because I'm sure there's great memes. But can I say that one of my favorite things is that people are telling the guy that he can go return it if he got it at Costco.
Listen, Costco is a magical place, right? But I feel like Hot Carl should put that box into a shadow box and frame it inside of his hallway.
Could you imagine going back to the store and asking for a refund for that?
Can I get a refund?
No, I'm not refunding it. I'm going viral on Twitter.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's the kind of thing that really brought me a lot of joy today, even though it is something I'm over because it's actually disgusting. But now is the part of the show when we hear from you guys, our listeners. If you don't know, we would love to have you call in, leave us a voicemail at our phone number, which is 562-661-5729. Let us know what you're over in 3 minutes or less and share your name if you would like to. Anyways, I can't imagine that anyone is going to outdo the shrimp saga, but let's see what the people have to say.
Hi, lovely ladies. My name is Tori and I am over fake apologies from rude people. I'm a nurse, and essentially every other shift, I have one rude or overly needy patient, but this time it really freaking fucked me. I was helping a different nurse's patient get changed and cleaned up because she's bedbound. So this is the first time I've ever met this person, and they're being so particular about how I need to turn her because they have certain issues with their legs and whatnot, but I turn people with broken hips, knees, and everything in between about 100 times a day. But I know what I'm doing. And they start saying, I'm sorry for being such a pain. Ha, ha, ha. Y'all probably throw a party when I leave. For context, they're freaking up on her and everyone hates this person, this patient. So she keeps stopping us and telling us we can't touch her leg at all and turn them to the other side at all. And the other nurse tech and I are getting so frustrated because there's only so many ways to get stuff out from under them. But yeah, don't be rude. And then laughingly apologize for being such a pain. Like, just be nicer. I probably sound like a jerk, but there really is a better way they could have asked me to help them. Also, I love you both, and thanks for always making me laugh and smile on my way home from work.
Tori, first off, I personally believe that nurses are earth angels. Like, if you've ever been to the hospital or been in a medical situation or stayed in the hospital, You know that like doctors pop in for 3.5 seconds and then leave and then you never see them again. It's the nurses who are in the trenches with you, like wiping your butt and like doing all that stuff. So thank you, first off, for committing your life and your career to such a noble cause. I think that's fantastic. But on the note of rude people and fake apologies, Lil, what's your take?
I agree. I don't understand in general when people are rude to anyone in, I wouldn't even call nurses in like the service industry because it feels like a step above that. But like they're going out of their way to help you and you're just going to make their life miserable. Like if I was in the hospital for an extended period of time, I'd be so curious to see how I feel like I would just be silent instead of be like rude because I'm like so conscious of like, I don't understand how you're like that.
I'm actually to the next level where I have been in a lot of medical situations and
you're like overly nice.
Fully openly am overly nice because I want to openly bribe these people to take the best care as possible of me and my family. I'll be like, what's your favorite snack? Where do you like to eat? What kind of snacks? Are you gluten-free? Great. I'm going to go to Whole Foods. I'm going to get you whatever you want. That being said, on the flip, when it comes to medical stuff specifically, I do think you have to be your own advocate. And there are times and places where you have to like speak up for yourself. But it sounds like Tori was really trying to have open and good communication with her patient with the leg situation. So I'm sorry. That sucks.
I know. I laughed because you were over bad apologies. And it came right after we were finished talking about Cinnamon Toast Crunch giving that bullshit. Sending them to the police instead of taking accountability.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If we've learned anything in this episode, which this is not really a show people probably come to for educational
this
value.
This is really a learning podcast.
When in doubt, like it is good to apologize and be the bigger person. But yeah, like if you're just don't apologize then. If it's a fake apology, just be an a-hole and don't apologize. You know what I mean? Give me something real.
Agreed.
I've left Lily speechless. All right, Lil. Well, that was really great. That was really fun. I can't speak. I don't even know what I'm saying. But for those of you guys listening, please call us. Call our voicemail, 562-661-5729. Let us know what you are over. And with that, I feel like it's time to jump into the episode.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this week on Overshare, we are going to be revisiting these pop culture-centric topics that have been garnering a very positive response as of late. So very recently, Lily and I ranked our top girl bands of all time, girl groups, and today we are taking it over to the guys' side, and we are going to be ranking the best boy bands of all time. We have our lists of three ready each, and I have to know, was this hard for you, Lil?
I'm kind of still finalizing it in my head, but as I said before we started recording, I feel like we're going to almost be focusing equally on the honorable mentions.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of boy bands that have just been a, what's that term, a flash in the pan?
I always want to say a flash in the pants. I don't know why. I actually don't even understand.
Illegal.
Don't you think flash in the pants is like equally as relevant?
No.
As flash in the pan? I don't know.
Melissa's
I don't know
nodding.
What that means.
anyway, so yeah, should we're going to count backwards?
Yes. Starting with your number three pick, who is coming in on your list of best boy band of all time, Lil?
I think you should kick it off.
Okay, great. She's prepared.
I have my number one and two, but...
So obviously, like Lily said, there are so many honorable mentions, especially in recent history. Like I could talk about like BTS, One Direction, all of these bands, which like One Direction, I don't really care what you say, was awesome. Okay. They were amazing. They were so funny.
Who's saying they weren't?
I don't know. I'm just, Melissa's raising her hand. She did not like One Direction.
Oh.
I was a real directioner. Okay. 1D, 3D. This Is Us is one of the best films of all time. Brought me a lot of joy. Even like I have a long narrative with the band Emblem 3, which is also kind of a boy band.
Wow.
That's a story time for another day.
Did Emblem 3 make your top three?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Are they a thing anymore? I was going to say, did one of them get arrested? But I don't.
Probably. Allegedly, maybe. But coming in at number three on my list, which honestly feels kind of sacrilege because this band just produced the biggest icon of the last millennia, I should say. And that is Jackson 5. Okay. If you are a young person.
Oh, we're going old school. Okay.
Yes. They are like the originators. Well, not the originators, but like in my heart, one of the originators of boy bands, especially when it comes to like choreography, cool outfits, being adorable. And what I love about Jackson 5 is that, of course, they were a family. So they had like great connection, they had great chemistry just by default. But also, they were all different ages, which I feel like is a genius marketing tactic because it's like, oh, Michael Jackson, you ever heard of him, by the way? Yeah, he was in Jackson 5. That's where he came from. For anyone who's like, who is Jackson 5? He was like 12 and his brothers were like 30. So you could get fans of all ages.
First of all, he was even younger. And I can't help but just have a flashback to a YouTube hole I went down one time about all the conspiracies about him still being alive. But that whole story of him as a kid, like his dad, like beat the shit out of him.
I know. It's like very
so
sad.
But
it's
he very sad. Was a great performer.
Oh my gosh, he was not a great performer. He was the best performer of the millennia. Okay, that is what I'm saying. He's amazing. And Jackson 5, I mean, like, just thinking about their music makes me, like, dance and smile. Like, ABC, I'll Be There. I'll Be There. Oh my gosh, did my little Michael Jackson even know what that song was about? Because I could feel, like, his heart and soul when you performing it.
It was like, no, but he was scared to stop singing.
I know. But Jackson 5, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Them, their bell bottoms, their cuteness, their talent.
Never
will be reproduced.
You did just hit me with a curveball because that wasn't in my...
I will say that's
that
not in your
options.
Repertoire.
Yeah.
But
no, it was. That's the thing. Like, I love them. It's in everyone's repertoire. That's why they're iconic.
It should be. It absolutely should be. But they're the only like slight outlier that might surprise you on this list. So Lil, now that I have rocked your world with Jackson 5 being my number three, who's your number three?
Well, I just scrolled through an article for inspiration to see if there were any that I just like missed. But
is your number three Rascal Flatts? Remember Rascal Flatts?
There was a few songs by them in my iTunes library. Wait, also, P.S. before I even share my number three, you're so not technologically savvy, so this probably
excuse
isn't
me,
be
I'm
as...
on YouTube. What are you talking? I don't know what an NFT is. What is it?
Something dumb that I don't understand. Anyway, downloading music back in the day.
Yes.
Did you Napster? Use... Okay, so I don't think I ever used Napster, but LimeWire and Kazaa.
Yes.
It's great times. A lot of viruses. That's what all of these remind me of because that's what I was downloading. But also, I feel like I was in a weird era that I like was just too young for a lot of these boy bands. And then got like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were like kind of the first foray into my generations, which... I don't know if I'm going to include both of them on my list. Backstreet Boys like has never really been like a strong passion for me.
They're not even in my top 10. Okay. They're not on my list or on my radar. Sorry.
That was dramatic. Not I'm even sure in your top 10.
I'm sure some of them are lovely people, but they're not on my list. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to actually say Jackson 5 was good. I think I'm going to go One Direction, actually.
Yep, I agree. I'm there with you.
It feels weird to include them because it doesn't feel that nostalgic because it wasn't that long ago. But there are songs that come on. I have a lot of their music downloaded and it'll come on in the car. And it's those songs that I just like find myself singing along to that I didn't even know the words.
Who's your favorite in One Direction? This is an important question. Not currently, but when they were in the band.
How they were so young in the beginning. It feels weird to...
But so were you.
I was not young enough to have it be appropriate, but I used to like Liam. I always thought he was the hottest.
Yes.
But then they all came out with solo music and I was like, oh. Some of them I'm okay with. But I don't know. It's weird because I feel like despite not being a like diehard One Direction fan, a directioner, I guess it was because I worked at Clever. That was what we covered all the time. I'm like, I feel like I know way too much. Like I know all of them very individually.
100%. And I will say, I would love, absolutely love to take on all of Harry Styles' hand-me-downs. Like he and I have the same sense of style currently, I feel. Like all the stuff he wears is like stuff I would love to wear. So if he's listening, I would love your hand-me-downs. I will take them. I will recycle and reduce and reuse them. Thank you.
In a very full circle moment, do you remember that I got in trouble because I didn't like the flowery suit, the floral suit he wore, the floral suit that he wore at an award show, and we did dirty laundry.
And did you get canceled for not loving his outfit?
And it was when I like was not on camera, really. It was like just me making an appearance. And I woke up and I remember I had, it was like before I really uploaded Instagram pictures. There was a picture of my fucking In-N-Out. And that is what people started commenting on. And it was hundreds of comments because it had gotten reposted on Twitter or something on a Harry fan page. And people were very, very upset. And I was like,
listen,
it was that I said that it was the same print as a couch. And alas, it was because my response was then to put it next to a picture of a couch that had the exact same print. And then I photoshopped my face onto Harry Styles.
Oh, my gosh. No, that is one thing across the board about all of these bands that is undeniable. And that is that all of these fandoms are on a whole other level. But I'm going to move on to my number two pick.
Could you imagine if NSYNC Backstreet Boys days had social media?
Like the internet? No, I absolutely can't. Because also, Lily, during that era, it was like 98 degrees. And like all those other like second tier level. Like
that's why I was like, they're another one that it's like, I like their songs.
O-Town. Remember O-Town, Liquid Dreams? What a song.
Don't you... second tier O-Town.
Yeah, they were second tier. They were definitely second tier. Definitely not even close to first tier. No offense. They seem really nice. And that one guy had a pet monkey, which seemed fun. But like, they're not top tier. I'm sorry. That's my personal opinion. Because coming in at number two on my list of best boy bands of all time is effing Boys to Men. They were not boys. They were men, okay? And they made me, when I was a middle schooler, feel emotions I did not understand. Water runs dry, crying over it, don't know why. I'll make love to you. My mom made me mute that every time it came on. And then let's talk about their epic collaboration with Mariah freaking Carey, One Sweet Day, which also made me cry, and I did not know why. But the one thing I did know is that I love them. And I love the guy who, like, his main job in the group was just to say, like, yeah, baby. Like, he just had, like, the low voice, and he would, like, sit on the stool in the back and just be like, uh-huh. Like, I love that guy. I don't know his name, but I love him. Love that whole band. I want to go see them in Vegas. They're always in Vegas. I mean, not now, but...
That's so not my... Like, I was just not alive.
You were, like, 3 years old at the time.
So that all means nothing to me.
You know what's funny? I asked Chris, I was like, who's your best boy band of all time? And he said, well, my best would be Brian McKnight. And I was like, that's a solo artist.
That was one of my first CDs.
That's not a boy band. And he was back like, at one. Oh, well, yes. Oh my gosh. Amazing. He was just telling me that like in middle school, those were like his very emo songs, like Boys to Men and Brian McKnight.
To give you a, but like, I guess if that was at the same time, it was Brian McKnight.
What? Do you have your number two ready?
Well, left field. How many people need to be in it to call it a boy band?
Two people. Melissa's saying three.
Oh, but well, so.
Oh gosh.
Because I was going to say at the same time, the CDs that I got, it was for Christmas one year, and included were Back at One and yes. Then Savage Garden.
Oh gosh. Wow.
Which I honestly think I forgot that they existed until this moment, and I need to listen to them.
I feel like, Lily, we could even go on a whole rant about just like bands in general, because you know who we're not talking about yet is the effing Click Five. We have a friend who was in Click Five. Okay. Joey Zare. Well,
and don't get me wrong, I still listen to that song all the time. But I feel like I didn't, that was the only one.
So
do
wait,
they have
you,
the other ones?
Are you saying Savage Garden is your number two, or what are we going with?
Sorry, no, but I had to Google. I was like, what songs did I listen to? I knew I loved you. That was my favorite. Number two, I was gonna say, and it's not, I'm not necessarily ranking on talent.
No, it's your own criteria. You can say whatever you want.
We're gonna say the amount of joy that it brings me when they come on my shuffle.
Okay, great.
Fuck both of you. I'm going with O-Town.
What is your favorite song? Is it Liquid Dreams? Because I get that. That was a really weird song. It was very sensual.
When did that come out?
Like 2000 something. 2003, 2004. I was in college.
2001. I was 11.
Yep. Okay. Then.
And these, I'm going to read some lyrics.
They were very mature lyrics.
I dream about a girl who's a mix of Destiny's Child, just a little touch Madonna's Wild Style with Janet Jackson's smile. Throw in a body like Jennifer. You got the star of my liquid dreams.
Yeah, that sounds like something an 11-year-old is probably, because weren't you the one who was like, Mom, what's a boner? You were probably like, what is all of this
after
mean?
Watching an episode of Degrassi.
But, oh my gosh.
I love all the references in this because it also dates it so much. He also references Halle B and Tyra, Cindy C, Angelina Jolie.
But here's the thing. All of the people that he just listed, they all hold up. Like, everybody still knows who all these people are. Like, Cindy
Selma
C,
Hayek.
Halle B, Selma Hayek. Obviously, Jennifer is Jennifer Lopez. There's no one else it could be. But I will say that one of the guys from O-Town, which was a fabricated boy band on MTV, one of the guys who got on the show, like one of my girlfriends at the time went to college with him. And we just like thought we were so cool because we had like a 1 degree connection to this guy.
Oh, you guys, that is, I would have thought you were the coolest people ever.
And then the guy with the monkey who was in the band. Do you know what an organ grinder monkey is? It's those tiny, tiny little monkey babies. He had a little monkey on his shoulder all the time. I think his name was Jacob. And he
weirdly
would just run around.
I liked him before he got dreads.
And then was Ashley Parker Angel in that band?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my gosh.
Truly, even, like, if you look back now, he's just a beautiful human. Like,
he really does. Yeah,
his
he's an angler,
face
angular
was just like,
jaw.
Oh, wow, you're a very attractive man.
Did you like O-Town? He doesn't remember who they are. Chris says he does not remember who O-Town is.
I'm dying. It wasn't a boy band that bridged the gap to straight males. I don't think.
Actually, you're probably right.
I don't
a good
know if they
two.
Had like, did they have like a closeted gay audience? That,
you know what?
I don't think they're like an iconic gay band either. So no, they had a just their like 2 years of girl
massive
fandom.
Fame. Yeah. Massive fame. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's move on to our number one slot. This was a very easy choice for me. This is not even anything I had to have an internal dialogue about, because absolutely, hands down, the best boy band I've ever experienced in person and like online and on TV is NSYNC. Hands down. It's an easy choice.
I'm just going to same.
I went to every concert tour.
I've experienced it in real life. I'm really jealous that you lived that.
Yep.
Era.
In fact, there was, I believe, the No Strings Attached tour was when me and my friends were in high school. My mom let us, first of all, wait in line at Ticketmaster to get tickets through the middle of the night. We scored our tickets.
What is that like? Tell us. It's like when my mom is like, we used to go to the movie theater and it was only a nickel.
And we can't believe that our mom let us do that, because obviously, like, oh my gosh, it's so unsafe to wait in line at Ticketmaster at the mall. We got our tickets, okay? We got our tickets. And then we did what any girl crew did during the early 2000s, late 90s. We made bedazzled shirts. We spelled out the word NSYNC. And then we paired those with a black pedal pusher.
Are you talking about NSYNC, or are you talking about the NSYNC reunion at Coachella when you did this again?
Oh my gosh. Yes, Lily, I did it both times. I made a bedazzled shirt. I wore a zebra print cowboy hat because that was the chef's kiss as far as style went.
I wish that happened at Coachella.
I crimped my hair. And I went to every single concert tour. I knew every song by heart. Their Christmas album is superior to this day. Their music videos, their dancing, their singing, their pyrotechnics.
How much were concert tickets back in the day?
I think they were expensive. Like, we're talking like late 90s, early 2000s, like $80 or something. I mean, back then,
you were splurging.
I know. Well, we were like probably saving all of our birthday money to buy these tickets. But actually, here's a fun fact. My mom, huge NSYNC fan.
And so did she go?
She never went, but she always supported our habits.
Like, that's
she
nice.
She would take us to the mall to, what was that CD store? Like Charles Goody Tower Records. So my mom would take us to the CD store.
Sam Goody.
Yes. My mom would take us to Sam Goody to pre-order the CD. You would have to go to the store, write a check.
You did so much like laborious activity back in the
day. So much laborious activity. And that is like just evidence of how much we loved this band.
Yeah, you went to great lengths to show your appreciation for them.
Do you recall where you were when NSYNC reunited at the VMAs a few years ago? Because that was one of the best moments of my life. I must have watched that performance 30 times. Just rewind, rewatch.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Lily. Happening. It's amazing. Like, Joey Fatone was even like bringing the action. He was like out of breath, but he was still up there doing his moves. Oh my gosh. Chris Kirkpatrick with the braid ponytail. Like, style legend. Okay, that braided ponytail was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I used to love me some Jay-Z at Shazay.
Oh my gosh.
What was his song called? His single that was terrible, but I loved it.
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about. And I think he dated Eva Longoria for a while, actually.
Makes sense. He's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I'm like, no, not so.
But the reason that I loved NSYNC, and I'm going to bring it full circle, is that when I was a kid, we got Disney Channel when I was older, like fifth or sixth grade. And my parents didn't really let us watch that much TV.
I was going to say, you weren't a TV kid. Well, I was raised by television.
Yeah. So, because we like didn't have cable and like my mom just wouldn't let us watch TV anyways.
You did family things.
But, Melissa is telling us the JC song is blowing me up.
Thank you. I gave up looking.
But the reason I loved NSYNC was because I grew up watching the Mickey Mouse Club. And when I was a kid, because I'm the same age as Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson, like that, all that crew.
It was your peers.
Yes. So I felt like, oh my gosh, Britney Spears was on Mickey Mouse Club, JC Chazay, Justin Timberlake, freaking Ryan. Ryan Gosling, like these are the people I grew up watching. And so then to see them like 5 years later on like in NSYNC, I just was like, oh my gosh, obsessed. Anyways, I could go on and on, but what's your number one?
It's also NSYNC. I remember that was way before Brian McKnight, and that I definitely had that CD. It was like that Christina Aguilera, the Titanic soundtrack.
Oh my gosh. LOL.
Like five CDs. And that I definitely, so NSYNC was one of them. Totally remember it. I wish like now that I was older so I could have appreciated like the music videos and the concerts and stuff, because I just remember like the songs. And we used to like, I must have been like,
you were very young.
This I must have been like seven.
This is early 2000s, late 90s. And the other thing that just added fuel to the fire, and this is like before the internet.
95.
Yeah, this is like before the internet, is that this is when Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were dating. And that was like, I mean, I'm like basically their same age. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's the best couple in the world. Like,
I wish it wasn't, so we could get a documentary of their whole romance. Actually, I would be fine with showing the dramatic side of it too, but I would love to have it be like still nostalgic. And oh my god, do you remember when he was in Model Behavior?
You know what, I've never seen that movie actually, but I do remember I do remember hearing about it.
Oh, it is iconic and so terrible. And there was a girl group in that too. That
and he, Justin Timberlake, was the love interest in that movie, right?
Yeah, he was the famous celebrity that ended up just like falling for the normal girl instead of
exactly. Which was literally perfect because that was just playing upon all of our emotions. Although in my heart, I like had an equal crush
on Kathy Lee Gifford, isn't it?
That's right. I had an equal crush on JC and Justin at the time.
I'm unpopular opinion, but
you liked Lance. Were you a Lance lady? Oh,
no, absolutely. God, how dare you? No,
I love you, Lance.
Love you, Lance. You're great. But no, I love JC was my. He was my guy. But I've never understood everyone being obsessed with Justin Timberlake in the sense that he's hot.
Well, it was
like,
more
I think he's like attractive.
More
but,
his
like,
charisma, his confidence.
I don't get it. Like, it is literally, I've never, like, so far from my... I don't know. I don't know how to explain
I would say that JC was more traditionally handsome, similar to the Ashley Parker Angel, angular face. But Melissa did point out something that we must give an honorable mention moment to. And that is the fact that Lance Bass, you remember who his girlfriend was?
She's Topanga, getting apparently this is very full circle. Yeah, Danielle Fishel, most attention she's gotten in years but since the also, Girl Meets World reboot.
Didn't he also date one of the little sisters on Seventh Heaven? What's that girl's name? You know
Jody.
What I'm talking about?
No, that's I'm thinking
not the littlest
Full
one,
House.
But like the second one. It was Jessica Biel, and then it was the sister under her.
Beverly Mitchell.
Beverly. Oh, Beverly. By the way,
I saw her
at
a PetSmart. That was Noakes one time.
Beverly Mitchell and Lance Bass. I swear they like went to prom together or something. And, you know, I think they're still friends to this day, but they've obviously both moved on. I think Lance has been married to a man for a very long time, right?
Yeah. When did he come out?
I think like kind of a really long time ago, actually.
Like, good for him.
Yeah, definitely good for him. I feel like, probably right after NSYNC was over, I would imagine. Early, mid-2000s or something? I don't know. What is time?
Anyway, I think, the girl group in Model Behavior was Nobody's Angel. Some great stuff. But you should watch that if it's available anywhere.
Oh
it's
my gosh.
Pretty iconic. It's and not a DCOM, but it's like on that level.
It is. You're right. It has DCOM vibes. Also, Melissa noted that Lance Bass came out in 2006, for anyone who's curious about that timing. There's obviously a lot of honorable mentions that we could give out for this episode, but there's just not time. There's just not time.
We have to throw out a few. LFO.
Oh, gosh. No, I was too old for LFO. I thought it was cheesy even then.
Oh, really? Oh, that song, Summer Girl?
That was a fun jam. That was a good song, though. I was taking it way earlier before you were alive. There was this band called Color Me Bad, and they had the song I Want to Sex You Up. That was one of my first tapes.
You've referenced that song before.
Yeah. They also had a song called I Adore Mi Amor, and it was like the first Spanglish song I had ever heard, where like part of it was in Spanish and part of it was in English. And I was like 7 years old, but like it made me feel emotional at the time, you know?
I just realized they're not on here. But B2K.
B2K. Oh, my
bump,
gosh.
Bump, bump.
You know who like also is not on my radar that this is controversial is New Kids on the Block. I don't know.
They're too old for me.
Same, which is saying a lot, actually. But I am curious to see what happens to the future of boy bands, because I feel like it's a very cyclical thing. Like, we had the era of NSYNC, which was like a big era for boy bands. There were so many big ones. Then we had One Direction, but there was really no one giving them even like a slight run for their money. So I'm curious to see when this new generation of boy bands will be ushered in.
Well, and it used to be so about like the image. And now I feel like, yes, it still is very much about the image, but they need to have some kind of
swag
talent.
They need swag. Yeah. They need to be swaggy. But I guess we also have, why am I BTS? I'm like, I was going to say B2K. I'm like, no, BTS. BTS is like on a global level.
That doesn't
level,
even feel like it counts
wild.
As a boy band.
They feel like they're just in their own category.
They're like
somewhere.
A machine.
It's amazing. Well, Lil, this has been really fun. I'm excited about these pop culture ranking episodes because I usually don't have strong opinions, but I feel as though I have strong opinions about these topics.
I feel like I always have strong opinions about everything, but I like them because I feel like they just unlock memories that I forgot I had.
Yes. Well, if you guys are listening or watching and you have any recommendations in this kind of category, please send us a tweet, DM us on Instagram, whatever, and let us know what you would like us to do next, because we've been getting a lot of positive response in the community about these topics.
The community.
Do we have a community? I think we do. Anyways, shall we move on to our final segment?
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Oh, Lil, it's been a week. What's brought you joy besides that DP in your hand? Melissa's never heard that one before. Our producer is laughing. Dr. Pepper is what I'm referencing as DP, because everyone calls it DP in the Dr. Pepper world.
Yep. It's also, won't talk about it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. What brought me joy this week? I got a new mug from Target for my hot chocolate addiction.
Ooh, is it large? Like a bowl?
I used it super late last night, and I was going to send you a picture. But
Lily, I saw those at Target. Those are huge.
It's half full still. It's gross. I need to put that in the sink. It's half full still because it's huge.
It's huge.
I didn't finish it.
I have a little request for you as one of your fans, okay? I would like you to make a Reels or an IGTV video walking us through your recipe of your hot chocolate. I think honestly could go viral.
Honestly, the reason I haven't is because I feel like people are going to judge me and tell me I'm going to get diabetes because of how much sugar I'm consuming.
Listen, no one needs to know that it's all you're consuming, okay? No one needs to know that.
It doesn't matter if it's supplementary. It's just that I'm consuming it in general.
No, I think it's great, especially I was going to say, since it's like the holiday season right now, I feel like.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I felt like that the other day. And then I was like, oh, no, it's March.
No, it's definitely spring.
I was like, is it almost winter? No.
Well, I love your mug, and I love that you got that, because I did see that at Target yesterday when I went
there. I've been complaining about it to Lisa, because we'll go to Target for fun and I'll be like, oh, I really wish they had better mug selections here. And everyone I go to, I feel like I'll grab one if they have like a decent size, but they're never that big. These are huge.
Do you know what would be good in that? Some Cinnamon Toast Crunch without the shrimp tails. Would be really great for eating like a cereal out of. It's huge.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch in hot chocolate.
See, floating on a bed of whipped cream. Mm-hmm. Damn. That's what I'm telling you. This is your brand. You need to put, oh my gosh, you have whipped cream at your desk. Oh, wow.
They really don't put that much. I'm over that.
That's rude.
Well, the amount of whipped cream they put in the can.
What brought me joy this week could not be more polar opposite from your soup bowl of hot chocolate. It is the fact
that... You mean my cream of chocolate?
Yes. After waiting for 3 months, my Peloton bike finally arrived last week. And when I tell you, I took a class right before we started filming and recording this podcast. I was choking because I was crying. Because these people know how to get the emotions flowing. I took a class from some beautiful woman. Her last name is Love, and she has started a love army. And on Sundays, you ride together. You connect with your soul. Allie Love. Melissa knows who she is. Oh my gosh. First off, entrancingly beautiful, this woman, right? Secondly, so motivating. I don't know this person. She motivated me with so many Pinterest quotes. I was choking because I was crying during the class. And I got an awesome workout, because peer pressure is the way for me to get a good workout. I've got to be around these people. And anywho, so if anyone's on Peloton, let's like hang out. I don't know how it works, but my name is Jocelyn Davis over there. So let's do it. I think you should get one, Lily. I think you would love it, because the music is so good.
I just don't have, so much stuff. Like, the last thing I need is another piece of furniture.
And the other fun thing, too, a fun fact, if you don't have the bike, like my sister, for example, she's a runner. My sister loves running. She has a treadmill, and she just downloaded the Peloton app, and she takes the classes like on the app, but on her own treadmill. So you don't have to buy new equipment to like be a part of the Love community. You just,
isn't it like a biking class, though?
Yeah, you need a stationary bike.
Runs instead.
But they have treadmills too. They sell treadmills. Oh. They also have like yoga and like stretching, and they have like meditation. They have so much cool stuff. So, I mean, what I'm saying is I know everyone who has Pelotons is like really annoying because they're like so excited about it. But now I'm that person because I really love it.
Valid. I feel like you've been waiting a while for it.
I have. So I'm pretty excited about that. And yeah, I'll keep you posted on my love journey.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see your body transformation.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to like, the cool thing is though, that like, I just get on it in my pajamas. Like I take off my shirt and put on a sports bra and I don't even take the shoes out of the little clips. I just like go for my pajamas in the bed onto the bike. It's, you don't have to be dressed. It's great.
I just picture you like getting up and just being
like, can you imagine me in like a nice flannel pajama pant on a Peloton? It's hilarious. Yes. Anyways, friends, with that, this episode is coming to a close. If you are new here, please subscribe, rate us 5 stars, leave us a review so that we can continue making this podcast and so that new people can find us. It would really mean a lot to us. And this episode's over, I guess.
Everything Jocelyn said.
And also, if you are the owner of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, we want answers and an apology. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.